So I'm here in the Mount Sion GA Centre with Waterford Camogie manager Jerry Wallace, Waterford Camogie coach Mick Boland, and Waterford Camogie defender Keely Corbett-Barry, head of Saturday's National League clash with Clare, which takes place in Fraher Field at 2 o'clock. Keely, first of all, turning to yourself, you've had one win against Tipperary and one loss against Cork so far in the league campaign. How would you sum it up to date?
I suppose the league is a brilliant time of the year, really. It's great to, I suppose, develop as a team, and you know, you can take so many positives and, you know, work on so many things, and that's what we have been doing. You know, we're learning as we go on. There's a lot of girls, you know, really showing their hand this year. Everyone's pushing for a place, so it has been brilliant. Yeah, and I think we're going in for Saturday now again, and hopefully just put in our performance and work on ourselves.
How happy were you with the defensive effort against Cork, like only conceding 1-6 against the reigning All-Ireland champions?
Yeah, look, I suppose we know what to expect when we're playing Cork. As with any team, you know, you have to be dogged, and you have to just, I suppose, want and be ready to fight for every ball. And I think we did that really well. You know, we kept it compact, and you know, everyone was doing their role perfectly. So, look, it was nice, I suppose, that, you know, we were happy with our own performance, but at the end of the day it was a loss. But as I said, you can always take learnings from a loss, so you know, we use that going forward.
Speaking about players doing their role, like, how good was Clodagh Carroll beside you at number 3?
Brilliant. Yeah, I suppose Clodagh, she's a real rock in there. She was brilliant in full back, and she's a real leader on the pitch. You know, like, Clodagh was there since I started playing, you know, even underage, like, and she's always been a real leader for us, so it was great. She was brilliant.
Jerry, turning to yourself, we're more used to seeing Claude at number 6, but can we expect to see her at number 3 now for the rest of the year?
That's a question that'll be answered as the journey develops, like, Tomás. We're still looking, we're still learning with the girls, and Keely was excellent alongside her on the day as well there, like, and you know, each of the girls in the backs had a role there that evening, and we had a sweeper playing, so we were delighted with our performance against Cork, but we were also delighted with our performance against Tipperary. Like, that set us up for a good start in the league. So, like, there were positives out of both games, and I suppose the biggest aspect of the game that we need to push forward on now this weekend is, like, the two consistencies in both games were that we were creating massive scoring chances and we weren't taking them. So I hope over the past 2 weeks we've addressed that issue, and hopefully on Saturday the girls will really tear into this now and start putting the ball over the bar when those two opportunities present, and also, you know, maybe if the goal chances present, that we take them as well, like, you know.
Any injuries to report in the camp at the moment, Jerry?
Yeah, just on the injury update, I suppose Vicky Faulkner and Clara Griffin are making good progress at the moment for us. Vicky in particular, like, after the nasty injury of last year's All-Ireland final, she's running again, so she is, and she's participating in some of the straight line drills, you know, in the Camogie sessions. She's not involved in any contacts, and she's not allowed into any contacts at the moment. The two girls in Australia, Murray at Power and Annie Fitz, I was in contact with both of them. One of them is due home shortly, so they'll be more than welcome, and welcome additions to the competitiveness of the panel when they'll come back. But I suppose the big news that's coming out after last night, like, is that poor old Abby Flynn from the De La Salle club, her meniscus is after reoccurring her injury in her knee. So a girl that had played in the Ashburn semi-final with DCU, you know, making great progress with us, had played against Cork for a bit of the game, you know, came on. Unfortunately, you know, Abby, after last night, she rang me last night. It happened at work during the week. It's in her knee, and when she bent over to pick up something, her knee clicked, and we're back to square one, I think, again with Abby. And that's disappointing for her as a person and for the whole group, because she's a great character in the group, like, you know.
Yeah, how long is she going to be ruled out for, Jerry?
We'll know more now tonight. There was too much of an inflammation on Monday night for Santry to look at it. She went to the Santry clinic on Tuesday, but they wouldn't look at it until the swelling comes down in the knee. So at this moment in time, I don't know, Tomás, but you're looking at another 6 weeks again, which is a setback for her herself, because, and I think from myself and Mike's perspective, like, we had great ambition for her as well, like, because she was training away smartly with us, and, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing her maybe having a bit of luck this year and having a clear season. I believe she hasn't had a clear season in a few years with injuries, so that's a disappointment now. She's coming down by train tonight now to meet us and come into us and talk to Dean or fitness guy, and so look, we'll do everything we can for the girl as well and help her out and keep her involved with the group as well, Tomás.
Mick, you're in as coach with the team this year. Can you just give our listeners the flavour of your own background in GAA?
Hello, Tomás. I started out at a younger age. I'm originally from Limerick. My club was Clahan. I heard about Clahan all my life. I moved to Cork and I married wife Sheila with three kids, Clara, Niamh and Kayleigh. And Carrick Tool was my club at home, and I got involved in my club very, 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 very quickly. And I've been involved with a lot of clubs since. I've been involved with Jerry with the minors the last 4 or 5 years, and we've had good success. I've been involved in a lot of senior camogie teams in Cork, won a couple of counties down there, won a county leagues and the whole lot. So most of the background the last couple of years have been in Cork, really. Yeah.
And how would you describe your own approach to coaching?
I'm a front foot man. I like to go on the front foot. I like to use the ball, get it in as quick as possible. And I don't like to see people just probably delaying on a ball. We like to move it through the hand and like to create chances. I'd like to get 5 goals instead of 5 points.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners like to hear that, Mick. What sort of response have you got from the players since you've come in over the last couple of months?
The girls have been brilliant. Like Jerry said, we're getting to know them, and every one of them are different, and they offer something different. So like at the moment, we're trying to give girls as much game time as possible, which we have been during the league. So what we're actually trying to find a balance at the moment and find the best players that will play in the positions, who can come on, who will be the starter. We're trying to find a balance more than anything else at the moment. But on player wise, there isn't one person that's not trying. Like, every single one of them have something to offer us.
How strange was it to come up against Cork last time out?
Yeah, it was strange. Look, when all your coaching and all your training has been down in Cork, with teams down in Cork, and most of the players I would have known, I'd won with courses. I had 4 of the girls that played last week, won a county with me. I have a lot of them in MTU in the college with me. So, yeah, it was very strange. But, you know, it's like anything else. Myself and Jerry took the job early in the year. You know, it doesn't matter when you commit to someone, you're committing. And it doesn't matter whether it's Cork, whether it's Limerick, or who it is. Like, when you commit to something, like, you give it everything. And at the moment, Waterford is our main objective. We don't think about Cork. We won't see them again to maybe an All-Ireland final. So, like, we're not worried about how they're getting on. Do you know what I mean? We're more interested in how our girls are doing. And they've been very competitive the last 2 games. If you look at the last 2 games we've actually been in, as Jerry said, both Tipperary and Cork, we had more possession, the amount of turnovers, the amount of hooks and blocks, and as well as that, the only thing that's missing at the moment, which we've worked probably hard over the last 2 weeks on, is our scoring ratio. We've been leaving a good lot of scores behind us between frees, goal opportunities, you know, and sometimes the difference between a good team and a very good team is when you lose by a point, you win by the point. And that's the difference. But they're brilliant. Couldn't ask for any more effort out of the girls.
Jerry, turn back to yourself. What do you expect from Clare on Saturday in Fairfield?
I've no doubt it's going to be an awkward fixture for Waterford. I'd say there's a good old bit of history between both counties in the Camogie. I believe Clare have transitioned a new team this year. It looks to me like their team is kind of a newish team. They've gone with youth, with a few steady campaigners still involved with them. I wrote down 2 names there, like Casey there at centre-back and Anya O'Loughlin up front. And then, like, you'll have the Daly sisters who have taken hold this year. So their season camogues, because, like, the club teams in Clare do participate to the end of the championships as well. So, like, it'll be a tough, tough game below in Fraherfield. We'll have to earn our victory down here, Tomás, on Saturday. We need brave hearts out here on Saturday. That's what I was saying and have been mentioning all week. We need 20 girls that'll be brave hearts, because we need to build on the win that we had at the start of the season. If we can win on Saturday or get over the line or even draw, it saves us being involved in the relegation side of the division. It cements Waterford's development and the pathway for 2025. But also, depending on other results on Saturday, you're back in contention again, so you are, if you have a win, for to contest the league final. And Mike was talking about the All-Ireland final with Cork. I wouldn't mind meeting them in the league final again. Like, it would be very good, like, you know. But I think, like, that these girls are, and these players are looking for they're looking for a pathway. They're looking for now to arrive. And I hope that they have the confidence on Saturday to deliver. They're delivering in their duties as defensive units. They're delivering in the duties of the hooking, the blocking. So I don't think that that will desert them on Saturday. What this will come down to us, if we can convert what we're making, if we can convert the scoring chances, then I think we have a great chance. And if we can take the 3 points that are on offer on Saturday coming out of Fryerfield, it sets us up well for the game to Galway in 2 weeks' time and the game against Kilkenny, because anything can happen to Moss in this league at this moment in time.
Keely, turning to yourself, can I just ask you about the announcement that was made around the player charter last week? Like last summer, we saw you wearing the United for Equality T-shirts during the championships. I think the Camogie Association are committing to 50 cent per mile from here on in. How much of a difference will that make to intercounty players?
Yeah, look, it's huge. I suppose it's just for players alone, like it just lets them know that they are respected and they are recognised. Because look, at the end of the day, we're doing the exact same as our male counterparts. And it's something that, you know, it's a long time coming. So look, it will make a difference. Because look, it's not easy, I suppose, at times with expenses to be playing at the top level, but we do it because we want to. So look, it does help, but it is nice, I suppose, that things are moving along.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.